I'm Sarah Carradine, podcasting from unceded Gadigal land, and this is Inside Job, bonus content for subscribers to the Crime Scene feed. You can subscribe at robhasawebsite.com/crimefeed to get your true crime on Tuesdays, as well as bonus content like this. Inside Job brings you conversations with people who know crime, the law, and justice from the inside. If you have a story to tell, you can message us on Twitter at Crime Scene RHAP, that's Scene S-E-E-N, or email us at crimescenerhap@gmail.com. I'm so delighted to be chatting with Rocket. Rocket, welcome to Inside Job.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's more than my pleasure. So you have left prison now. You're no longer there. That's behind you. What has the last couple of years been like for you?
I've been out for 3 years on May 29th, it was, so very exciting. It's been like a whirlwind. It's nothing like I expected, but everything like I wanted and more. Yeah, I'm loving life at the minute.
What were you expecting?
I don't really know what I was expecting. I sort of was expecting to fail. but I've just kicked goals after goal after goal since being out. It all started the first month I was out. I got an opportunity to speak at the Puzzle Reintegration Conference up here, and I got a standing ovation. I was the keynote speaker. I got a standing ovation, and, yeah, everyone wanted to hear what I had to say. I was all in the media and everything. It was a massive big hype. And then not long after that, the Bird's Eye View podcast dropped and the media just took off. We got nominated for so many awards and stuff. It wasn't funny. Even a Walkley Media Award. We got a Gold New York Radio Award, got Australian Best Podcast, overall Best Podcast, got the Best Documentary Podcast. Like, yeah, so many awards. It's so good.
And it's such such a fantastic piece of work, and I'll be linking that in the show notes. Everybody, you can click on that and listen. Your life will be changed. It's incredible.
Yeah. I did say a line in my podcast that, you know, if my story can reach out and reach one person and inspire one person, then my life's been worth it. And I've had so many people reach out to me and come up to me in the street and just say how inspiring and stuff I was. And, you know, it gives me a high. Yeah.
Are you recognized on the streets of Darwin?
I am recognized all the time on the streets of Darwin. And I'm also just recognized by my voice as well, which I never expected. I was out the front talking to my dog one day, and a lady went past and she goes, Hey, is that Ollie? Are you Rocket? So that was a bit of a spin out. Yeah.
So do you think that doing the podcast Bird's Eye View, which was the first podcast done inside Darwin Correctional with the other women there, did that set you up for this new world of storytelling, public speaking, or were you already a bit of a chatterer?
I'm always a chatter. Rocket likes to have a chat, that's for sure. I guess it kept me grounded enough. I got work on the podcast, paid work on the podcast after leaving prison, which was great. It gave me a little bit of purpose and stuff, and also money in my pocket. I've done so many interviews and stuff with universities. I've co-authored papers for universities. I've done so much media, it's not funny. I've probably done about maybe 60 interviews via Zoom and stuff with universities, kids in trouble, all sorts of things. It's been great. I've got a story to tell, and I'm definitely telling it.
Yes, I do remember you saying, you know, if I can affect one person, when I was listening to the podcast, and I thought, oh, it's going to be more than one.
Yeah, we had almost 500,000 downloads, which is phenomenal.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's incredible. And so when you go and you do your public speaking, your keynote speaking, are you telling your life story, or are you giving more of what's in the future, what's to come?
I do a lot of talking about the podcast. The media that I do at the moment is around advocating for the women that are left behind. Yeah, and advocating for better conditions, for better outcomes for women. And, yeah, I got my dream job at the moment with the Justice Reform Initiative, and I feel like in this role now I can make a real difference.
Yeah, what's the role, Rocket?
Campaign and Advocate Coordinator for the Justice Reform Initiative.
Genius.
Say that 10 times.
Have you got a business card?
No, not yet.
So when you're advocating for a better conditions for women, obviously you're a woman, you were in the women's section, but what our listeners might not know about Darwin Correctional is it's essentially a men's prison that has women in it.
Yeah, it's sort of like an afterthought. All the men have access to the programs. Women don't really like have access to anything that the men do. It's a bit ridiculous. Most of your times in jail is just sitting around twiddling your thumbs, wishing time away. And I mean, everyone sort of thinks, oh, you go to jail, you get rehabilitated, but that's not the case. And it needs to be the case. They need to be doing more stuff with people in jail while they're locked up. There's absolutely no mental health care, no trauma-informed care. And let's face it, like so many people in prisons have trauma in their background. It's ridiculous that there's no, you know, psychologist for you just to go and see whenever you need to or whatever. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
And that's certainly one of the pushes of this initiative that you're part of is the mental health care. We want to make sure people are fed and housed and safe, but there's more to it than just the physical conditions. So when you talk about conditions for women in prisons and children now, unfortunately, unbearable, we're talking about much more than just physical safety and being fed.
Yeah, yeah. There's so much more to it. Yeah, there's just so much to do. The Northern Territory seems to be so behind everywhere else. It's very frustrating. But, yeah, I won't rest until there's change and, yeah.
Do you feel like change is coming?
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. How can it not be with me head in the way?
Exactly. So yeah. Do you look to, is there another state that's doing well, or is there another country that's doing well in these areas that you look to, or is it all a bit uncharted at this point?
There's so many places that are doing really well, like all the Nordic countries and stuff. You know, our recidivism rate up in the NT is 58.9%. Over in like 20%. So they're obviously doing something right. They're treating their prisoners like humans, and when you go in the corrections up here, it's sort of dehumanizing, and it makes you feel pretty crappy. So, yeah, I think we've got a long way to go, but we could look to countries like to learn from. It would be great.
And also look to people who've actually been in prison who can inform, you know, like yourself and your fellow inmates to inform like what it's actually like. I mean, that's one of the things about Bird's Eye View. I've never been to prison, but I've seen Orange is the New Black, right?
Everyone's just getting it on and having a ball.
I know. But it's so different, and
it
shouldn't be surprising that hearing from the people who are actually there, you're going to get the information.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you talked about dehumanizing and listening to that, to the stories, it feels almost like the dehumanizing is not a byproduct, it's actually the point.
100%, yeah. Yeah, you don't even get called by your name. You get called by your last name, and it's not Miss. It's just your last name, like Smith, come here. And it's, yeah, it from the moment you get in there, from the moment you walk in, you have no control over anything, and you just feel like an object. It's, yeah, stuff needs to change.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. I was very struck by, was it you? Was it one of the other women who rounded on a corrections officer and said, I'm already being punished by being here. Why are you punishing me more?
Yeah. Well, that's just what they seem to do. Some of them get a kick out of it. It's, it's not very fun. But let's hope for positive change.
What's the positivity? So what's to be done? What can people do? Is there a call to action for people who are interested, other than listening to Bird's Eye View, which I thoroughly recommend? I keep talking about it. Why wouldn't I? But is there something that like an ordinary do-gooder such as myself could do?
Yeah, well, you could sign up to the Justice Reform Initiative and sign our petition that we've got online. Yeah, I'll send you a link to that.
And is this talking to the Northern Territory government or the federal government?
It's national. It's Australia wide. We've got somebody in every state and territory in Australia. Victoria, we have someone starting at November, I think. So that's very exciting. We've got 11 people employed.
What's good about being out of prison? You said were expecting to fail. You definitely haven't failed. What are some of the other things that are bringing you joy personally?
My dog, Ollie. Ollie's my best friend. He is so worth staying out of jail for. He literally makes me smile every single day. Yeah, I love waking up next to my dog. It's something that I used to take for granted until I was without it for 18 months. And, yeah, I'll never take him for granted again. I love that I've got a job, and it's a good job, you know, and I can make a difference. I love my freedom. I'm about 2 weeks away from being off corrections for the first time since 2014. So I'm able to, go to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, for instance, in Brisbane. I'm allowed to go there because I don't have to ask permission. Yeah, it's very exciting. Yeah, yeah, it's, yeah. Yeah, being free and actually being free from drugs is so, I can't even describe the feeling. It's just so good to be finally free. I mean, I've spent so many years trapped in that cycle of addiction, and I tried so many times to get clean and to get clean and to get clean, and every time I would start out going well, and then I would fail, and you know, I got out this time, and I stuffed up a couple of times, but I got back on the horse and I kept going, and I just kept going. And you know, if you're struggling with addiction, I just want people to know that, you know, change is possible. I never thought I'd be able to change. Yeah, 40 years, 35 years as an addict, and now to be clean and living my best life. I'm so, so happy. I just want people not to lose hope. It can happen.
Absolutely. I mean, you're living proof, and this is why it's important to hear your voice. This is why people want you to come and speak, to hear the stories. We are a storytelling species, you know. We've been telling stories for thousands of years, and it's one of the ways that we seek to understand. You know, nothing about us without us.
Nothing about us without us. I love that saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard it first with the disability activists, and I'm just seeing it more and more everywhere else. And I think this is really important.
It is definitely important. Those closest to the problem normally are the closest to the solution as well.
So before we finish, is there anything else that you want to tell us?
Reach out to me on Twitter if you want to talk. But I'm just really happy with my work at the moment. really happy in life. Yeah, so happy that I'm almost off corrections and, yeah, I'm living my best life.
You talk about hope and I just feel hopeful hearing you, looking at you and hearing your story.
Yeah. Hopefully people can listen to me and, you know, grab a little bit of hope out of there, know that it can be done because, yeah, it's only fear stopping you. I know how hard it is. It's not easy. It's not as easy as just going, oh, yeah, I'm going to stop today. It's not that easy. If it was that easy, more people would be doing it. But, yeah, it's worth the effort. It's 100% worth the effort. I couldn't afford of anything better to have happened to me when I got out of jail than, you know, the path that I've taken. It's been awesome. I'm so proud of myself. I've come so far and I'm not looking back anymore. I'm looking forward because that's where I'm going.
We'll put all those links and things that Rocket's talked about in the show notes. Crime Scene is the True Crime Review podcast where we get to the heart of how true crime stories are told. Subscribe to our feed at robhasthewebsite.com/crimefeed. You can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Carradine. Follow Mari at Mari Talks Too Much. That's two, like the number two. And follow Crime Scene at Crime Scene RHAP. Thanks to Rocket, to Will from America for the theme music, Tricky Rice for the graphics, and Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Until next time, remember, there is hope.
There is hope.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.